Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and when the 2010 census results for New York were released in March, you remember Mayor Bloomberg questioned the results that showed the population well under the city's estimates?
The idea that Manhattan, Staten Island, and the Bronx recorded substantial increases while Brooklyn only grew by 1.6% and Queens grew by a tenth of 1%, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
And last week, there was at least a glimmer of hope that those Brooklyn and Queens numbers could be adjusted. This matters because of federal funding, and I am joined now by Daniel Massey from Crain's New York Business, who has been digging into some neighborhoods in Brooklyn that might be at the heart of a possible undercount. Hey, Daniel, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So you went into South Brooklyn and Northwest Queens as well, and you found anecdotal evidence of what?
Anecdotal evidence that the spate of vacancies that came up in the census results cannot possibly be true. Walk through Astoria, walk through Bay Ridge, talk to brokers, talk to residents. You know, these are some of the most vibrant neighborhoods in the city. And you look at Queens had a 66% increase in vacancies. Brooklyn had a 59% increase in vacancies. And, you know, the city's chief demographer, Joe Salvo, testified at a council hearing last week. And he just said, you know, that they're looking at every possible reason why this may have come up, and nothing in their data comes, you know, presents any sort of reason.
In other words, the census found large increases in vacant housing units in South Brooklyn and Northwest Queens, like Astoria. And the city's own statistics and Crain's look at it found, no, there are like no vacancies in these neighborhoods.
I visited some blocks in Bay Ridge. I visited a census tract in Bay Ridge. It had a 52 unit bump in vacancies from 1 to 53 between 2000 and 2010. And you walk down the blocks, and it's Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. It's a middle class, you know, working class, middle class neighborhood. American flags flying from the homes. You knock on the doors. There's dogs barking behind the doors. There's bikes up on the stoops. There's no way that those places are vacant. And you know, and to have a bump from 1 to 53, and that sort of pattern repeated in numerous census tracts in the area has left people scratching their heads.
Can you match it with specific addresses and say, oh, the census reported nobody living at this address, but Crain sent a reporter there and found, you know, two families doubled up?
We got it down to the block level, not down to the specific address level. But yes, I was on 81st Street in Bay Ridge between 3rd and 4th Avenues, and that block was supposed to have 53 vacant housing units. And knocking on all the doors and talking to the residents, and there's actually a real estate broker right on the corner there who took me down the block. And, you know, there's no sign that there's any of those vacancies. You know, the broker said to me that he had a house on that block that was on the market for 2 days before being snatched up. So the anecdotal evidence is not there, and the experts are saying that there's no way that this can be true.
So these counts can officially be challenged starting June 1st, and New York, along with Houston and Detroit, plan to file then. What evidence would actually result in a recount, which could result in more federal funding for New York City, New York State? Can they present, you know, your Crain's article, for example?
This is where it gets tricky. Joe Salvo, the chief demographer, actually testified at the council that he was trying to, quote, sandwich a challenge into the census rules. There's very specific parameters for putting a challenge together. And, you know, it has to be a processing error. These neighborhoods are actually neighborhoods that are immigrant-heavy neighborhoods where there's a lot of subdivided housing, and that traditionally is very difficult to count. So if the Census Bureau just couldn't manage to find people at home or couldn't figure out how to count these immigrant neighborhoods, then New York City is going to be out of luck. But if there was some sort of processing error, and that's what the city is hoping for, then they can have a successful challenge. And the city is actually hoping to get back about 80,000 people in their population.
Why would that be the rule? Because if I understand you correctly, you're saying if the census takers actually blew it and recorded occupied buildings as vacant buildings, that is not grounds for a recount. But if somebody made a paperwork mistake or a fat finger error on a computer and registered it wrong, only then could this be rectified. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. You can't redo the census. The census is is supposed to be from a moment in time. Of April 2010 is the moment in time, and so you can't really recreate those conditions. So if you sent people out now, you wouldn't be able to recreate the conditions from April of 2010. And it's also an expensive process, and so the law does not allow for a recount. So you can't send people out with their briefcases and their clipboards again to go back and knock on doors. But if the data is already in the system of the Census Bureau and they did make some sort of processing mistake, like in capturing the data, for example, then that's something that the city can challenge and have a win there.
All right. Daniel Massey from Crane's New York Business. By the way, I'm about to talk to a colleague of yours there about the New York hotel business, so you might want to tune in.
I'll stay on the line.
Daniel, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot.